Oh, good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，下午好。
It was very hot outside,
这个外边还是很热，
but our hearts are with the Lord.
但是我们的主乃是与主同在的。
So may the Lord be with us this afternoon.
求主下午与我们同在。
Last time, yesterday, I was sharing with brothers and sisters this subject of desiring a better homeland, which is in heaven.
那昨天我们讲到的主题是渴慕那天上的家乡。
Now, while we were reading the scriptures there,
当我们读到那些经文的时候，
now we find that this Abraham.
我们就发现这个亚伯拉罕。
Now, in Hebrews chapter 11, it is first said that Abraham was waiting for a city with foundations, whose builder and maker was God.
就讲到说亚伯拉罕他所仰望的乃是一座有根有基的城，那经营所建造的是神他自己。
Now, at the end of the discussion on these people, on his family, 3 generations, 4 generations.
那讲到他们一家三四代人。
Then after that, the Bible says, God is not ashamed to be called their God.
那讲到他们之后，最后说神被称为他们的神，也
And
不为
because
耻，
he has prepared for them a city.
因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
So coming with the story of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and finally Joseph.
那所以我们讲到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，最后来到约瑟。
In God's heart, they are not just individuals.
那在神的心里面，他们不仅是一些的个人。
In God's heart, they represent the beginning of a city.
那在神的心里边，他们代表是神的那座城的开始。
So that's why, in a few verses, the Lord talked about city twice.
所以在很短的几节，神讲到这座城两次。
So today, I would like just to share with brothers and sisters a subject which is living stones and a spiritual house.
那所以今天下午所讲的就是活石还有灵宫。
The way to look at it is city is where God's people are.
所以神的城就是神的百姓所在的地方。
And this house of God, living stones and the spiritual house is at the center of that city.
这个活石和灵宫就在那座城的中央。
Now, if you look at the Bible, in the history, the situation in Jerusalem was like that.
我们看圣经里面的历史，那个历史就是这个样子。
If you have read about the story of Ezekiel,
我们看以西结，
now Ezekiel, like chapter 43, chapter 44, again, the Lord shows him a city.
在以西结43、44那边给他看到是一座城，
Now at the center of the city is this house of God.
在城的中央乃是神的殿。
So, the Lord willing, I just want to share with brothers and sisters the house of God.
如果主要愿意，我们来分享活
Now,
石还有灵宫。
one description that's related to you and me, really related to you and me, is this matter of the house of God being the living stones and built up to be the spiritual house.
有一件和你我非常有关的事情，就是说神的家，活石和灵宫，就是被建造成一个神的家。
So, what are the spiritual, what are these living stones?
那这些活石是什么呢？指的
Living
什么呢？
stones are you and me.
活石指的你我。
And then spiritual house is where the living stones are gathering together. The Lord will build us together as to be his spiritual house.
那这些灵宫放在一起，被神建造在一起，就成了一个灵宫。
Now, who will live there? The Lord himself.
谁会住在那里？我们的主自己。
Now, what is the principle that governs this house?
这个管理这个灵宫的原则是什么？
It's the Spirit of God.
是神的灵，
The Holy Spirit.
是圣灵。
So with that, let's just read a few scriptures.
那我们先来读几处的圣经。
And this is First Peter chapter 2.
我们先看彼得前书第二章。
The First Peter. First Peter chapter 2, let me see. Verse 4 to 7 first.
彼得前书第二章，先看第四到第七节。
Verse 4, okay. Verse 4, coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious.
第四节，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
Here, verse 4, it talks about him being Christ, the him, a living stone.
那这边主就是基督，是活石。
Now that living stone is just not standing over there. That living stone was rejected by men.
这个活石不就是 不仅仅是被放在那边，它乃是被人所弃的。
But that living stone is chosen and precious to God.
但是却是被神拣选所宝贵的。
Verse 5,
第五节。
You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
第五节，你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督献神，奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
So here, please see that he's saying you also. That means you and I. You know, we also, when we come to him,
当我们也来到主面前的时候
，then we become living stones.
我们也就成为活石
，many living stones,
许多的活石
to be built up a spiritual house.
被建造成为灵宫。
Okay, verse 6.
第六节。
Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture, "Behold, I lay in Zion." A chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame.
因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
So here, Apostle Peter described this living stone.
使徒保罗这边来形容这个活石。
He's saying that this living stone is a chief cornerstone.
这个活石是那个房角的头块石。
Yeah, the chief cornerstone talks about a house.
这个就讲到一个房子。
It is the foundation of it.
那是那个地基。
Cornerstone.
是那个房角石。
And then he also said, this cornerstone is Egypt, is, okay, here it says elect and precious.
这边是说被拣选所宝贵的。
Yeah, this is, actually this part comes from, I think from Isaiah.
我想这个应该也是从以赛亚书也提到的。
I think it's either chapter 20 or 28. So forgive me, we don't have time to go into that.
那么大概二十到或者二十八章没有时间了。
But the key thing is, he's saying, is that this living stone is actually a chief cornerstone.
那这块活石是成为房角头块石头。
Yeah, it's elected by God, chosen by God.
是被神所拣选。
It's precious.
所宝贵的。
Okay, and then verse 7.
第七节。
Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders ejected has become the chief cornerstone.
所以他在你们信的人就成为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头。
Yeah, and then here, a thought came in. It's called the builders who ejected the stone.
那这边有个意念，就是说匠人他们所弃的石头。
Yeah, so we're going to talk about these builders later.
我们后也下面会说这个匠人。
And then, verse 8, let's read verse 8.
我们再看第八节。
And the stone of stumbling and the rock of offense, they stumble, being disobedient to the word to which they also were appointed.
就是说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石，他们既不顺从，就在这道理上
And verse
绊跌。
9.
他们这样绊跌也是预定的。然后第九节。
Sorry. Verse 9. But you are a chosen generation or a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗 主奇妙光明者的美德。
Yeah, this verse 9 is actually a conclusion of being a living stones and built up a spiritual house.
第九节就讲到活石被建造成为灵宫的结果。
It talks about those who are really living stones and being built up a spiritual house. Now they're going to proclaim something.
所以这些活石被建造成为灵宫之后，他们要宣扬一些的事情。
They're going to proclaim the praises of him, and some version says the excellencies of him.
他们要宣扬那位的美，召你们出他的美德。
And that one is the one that called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
是那一位他召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明。
So this verse 9 is kind of loaded. There's a lot of things there.
第九节有很多的内容。
And also it is a conclusion of if we are living stones and spiritual house, then that happened.
那就是说如果我们是活石被建造成灵宫，这个第九节就是那个结果。
So verse 9 is wonderful. So we leave it to tomorrow.
那这个第九节太好了，明天我们来讲。
Yeah, deserves a lot of thinking about that.
那真是我们应该花点时间来思考。
Because it brings us to a state that we can proclaim His excellency.
因为他把我们带到一个地步，我们可以来宣扬他的美德。
And the reason is because what's happening to what's been we're going to talk about today.
这个原因就是今天我们要所讲的。
So thank the Lord. If the Lord's willing, we are going to do that.
那感谢主，如果主愿意，我们就这么来讲。
Yeah, I do want to read two more places.
我们再看两处的圣经。
And it's Gospel of John.
我们翻到约翰福音。
It is when the Lord Jesus was with his own disciples the last night.
当主和他的门徒在最后一夜。
They had meal together.
他们一起吃晚餐。
And he told them many things.
他跟他们讲了很多事情。
Now, at the end, he had a prayer to his own father.
那末了他向神父神有一个祷告。
And there are two verses I want to read for you.
我想读两节的经文。
One verse is, let me see. Oh, I'm sorry. It's John chapter 17.
这个约翰福音第十七章。
Okay, verse 4.
第四节。
I have glorified you on the earth.I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
约翰福音第十七章第四节，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全了。
This is what Lord Jesus told his father, that what you have asked me to do, what you sent me to do this time, that I have done.
这个就是主对父神所说，你所托付我的事，我已经成全了。
And sister,The Lord is praying to His Father in the presence of all these disciples.
我们的主在他门徒的面前向父神祷告。
So they all heard that.
他们都听到了。
The Lord Jesus, when He was on earth, is only in everything the Father has entrusted Him to do, He has done.
我们的主在地上父神所托付的一切的事情，他都成全了。
And the last verse we want to read is It's chapter 17, with verse 22.
最后一节是第十七章第二十二节。
And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one.
二十二节，你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is an incredible statement.
这个实在是难以置信的一句话。
The Lord told His Father.
主向父神说
The glory you have given me, I have given them.
你所赐给我的荣耀，我已经赐给了他们。
Yeah, now, the glory I have given them for a purpose.
我给他们荣耀是为了一个目的。
The purpose is that they may be one.
使他们能够合而为一。
Now, that they may be one is not just getting together and not arguing with each other.
合而为一不是说我们聚在一起不吵架。
It's a lot more than that.
要意思要很多的。
That they may be one as you and I are one.
他们能够合而为一，像 子神与父神合而为一一样。
As the Father and the Lord Jesus are one.
就像父神和和父神
合而为一。So dear brothers and sisters, you see the expectation that the Lord Jesus has for the church.
你看到我们的主对教会的这个期待了吗？
And then his expectation for you and me.
对你和我的期待，你看到了吗？
And he thinks that he asked the Father to give the glory that God, that the Father has given him, give that glory to you and me.
父神所赐给他的荣耀，他已经赐给了你和我。
So that we can be one as he and his Father are one.
好叫我们能够像父和子神一样合而为一。
Yeah, let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
我们低头有点祷告。
Lord, we come to you. Lord, we thank you that so many years ago you have done so wonderful things.
主，我们来到你面前，我们感谢你，因为多年以前你成就了奇妙的事情。
Also, there are a group of people who are obedient to you.
主啊，有一批人他们在那边来顺从你。
Lord, we pray that you give us you open our eyes and open our hearts.
主啊，求你开启我们的眼睛和我们的心。
That we can see the great expectation that you have for your own people.
我们可以看到你在我们教会的身上有何等大的期待。
And Lord, we really ask you to help us today.
主，我们真是今天求你来帮助我们。
To see that you have opened up a way for us to really pursue you.
你给我们开了一条路，我们能够来追随你。
And to really run the heavenly race.
我们真是来奔跑那天上的路。
And to really follow you.
真是来跟随你。
To really enter into the kingdom.
真是来进到这个国度里。
And to really glorify you.
真来荣耀你的名。
So Lord, be with us.
求你与我们同在。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, my wife told me that a sister was asking her a question.
我的姊妹妻子她有跟我说有一个另外一个姊妹问她一个问题。
You know, this heavenly country, how can we really see it? And how do we really see that we can get in?
这个天上的家乡呢，我们怎么看得见进得去呢？
You know, my sister, if you can go from the, you can make it really complicated.
我们可以讲得非常的复杂。
You can also make it really simple.
但是我们也可以让讲得非常简单。
Remember this, you know,My home, the better homeland, which is in heaven. This is in Hebrew. This is talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这个我们当我们说天上更美的家乡的时候，我们就想到亚伯拉罕、以撒还有雅各。
Now, why do I say it's simple?
为什么说要简单呢？
At that time, they didn't have any Bible.
他们那时候没有圣经。
They didn't even have Bible studies.
也没有查经。
They didn't have WCCC.
他们也没有这个西岸追求特会。
Just a grandpa and the father and the son.
就是这个爷爷、儿子、孙子。
And their generations.
这几代人。
You know, they walked in the way, they walk on earth, but they actually was walking a heavenly way.
他们行走在地，但是其实是在天行走在天。
What does heaven mean to them?
那天对他们是什么意思呢？
Again, it's not complicated.
不是很复杂的。
Heaven to them is simply where God is.
这个天对他们来说就是神所在的地方。
But what does God mean?
那神是对他什么意思呢？
God means years, years ago, he appeared to my grandfather.
神就是说多少年以前神向我的爷爷显现。
Yeah, the glory of God appeared to Abraham.
荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
So to them, the God is not a abstract,concept.
所以对他们来说神不是一个抽象的概念。
God is the one that appeared to Abraham.
这个神是向亚伯拉罕显现的。
With such a striking effect that Abraham decided to go with him.
就有这么大的一个影响他就决定要离开跟随神。
Leaving home to a place where he doesn't know.
离开家要去一个他不知道的地方。
Then one generation, two generations, three generations.
一代人、两代人、三代人。
They walk in a heavenly way.
他们走到天属
天的道路。Why you call it heavenly way?
为什么叫属天的道路呢？
Because when they live on earth,
让他们住在地上。
They know that God is leading them.
他们知道是神来带领他们。
They know, although they live on earth, so many difficulties.
虽然活在地上很多的不容易。
They make mistakes all the time.
他们一直来犯错。
But at night, they can come to bring their heart to the Heavenly Father.
但是最后他们还是能够把他们心带到天上的父那
They know for sure that God will listen to them.
他们也确信神
听
他们祷告。
They know for sure God will always accept him, accept them.
他们有确据神会一直来接纳他们。
So dear brothers and sisters, to them, the heavenly country or heavenly homeland is very simple.
所以对他们来说，天上的家乡是非常简单的一件事情。
That is where God is.
那就是神所在的地方。
It's very, very simple.
非常简单。
If God is there, then that's the heavenly country.
如果神在那边，那就是天上的家乡。
If God is there, that's my heavenly homeland.
如果神在那里，那就是我天上的家乡。
If God is not there, don't tell me that's heaven.
如果神不在那里，别跟我讲那是天上的家乡。
So to them, it's extremely simple.
所以对他们来说非常简单。
And then, of course, they at that time, they wouldn't have the concept of Christ Jesus.
就是当然那个时候他们也不知道有基督耶稣。
But on the other hand, we read yesterday. Remember, the Lord Jesus told them, your father Abraham, he rejoiced when he rejoiced when he saw me.
我们昨天也读到了，是说亚伯拉罕你们的父欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子。
Yeah, this is John chapter 8, verse I believe 56.
这个约翰福音第八章第五十节。
So although they don't have the concept of Christ Jesus yet,
虽然他们那个时候还没有知道基督耶稣。
But when time goes on, they know that God must have going to send someone in the future.
但是慢慢的，他们就知道在将来神一定会差遣一位。
And also,God is so good.
那神是太美好。
You know, he has given Abraham a seed.
他给亚伯拉罕一个后裔。
So for them, although they don't have this literal word called Christ Jesus,
虽然他们没有这个词基督耶稣，
but they actually have that concept.
但是他们有这样的一个认识。
You know, the seed, God, his seed is with God.
这个他的后裔是与神同在。
Use our present day language, Christ Jesus is with God.
就是我们今天的话说，基督耶稣与神同在。
So heaven is also where Christ is.
所以这个天上也是基督所在的地方。
I think, you know, if God is there, if Christ is there, that is my home country.
对我来说，神在那里，基督在那里，那个就是我天上的家乡。
That's my heavenly.Country.
那是我天上的家乡。
That's my heavenly homeland.
那是我天上的家乡。
If they are not there,
如果他们不在那里，
then that's not my homeland.
那不是我的家乡。
It's really, really simple, brothers and sisters.
非常简单。
You know, remember another thing that Lord Jesus said himself.
另外一处，我们主耶稣他自己说。
When Lord Jesus was talking to Nicodemus.
当他对尼哥底母说。
And this is chapter 3 of John.
约翰福音第三章那里。
And then I think it's verse 16, verse 13.
第十三节那边说。
Yeah, the Lord Jesus says, let me see, I want to make sure I get it right. Let me see, where is it? The Lord Jesus said, no one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of God.Of man.
从没有人是能够升上天，除了那个从天降下，但是还是在天的人子。
Now, let me read it again. No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man.
没有人升过天，除了那个从天降为地的人子，仍有在天的人子。
So, brothers and sisters, it's very, very simple.
说弟兄姐妹非常简单。
The heavenly homeland is where my God is.
天上的家乡就是神所在的地方。
And the heavenly homeland is my Christ Jesus is.
天上的家乡就是基督耶稣所在的地方。
It's very simple.
非常简单。
Yeah, so that says, brothers and sisters, the heavenly homeland can be my homeland.
你说天上的家乡可以成为我的家乡。
You don't have to remember the whole Bible to say, now I have a heavenly homeland.
你不用读完整本圣经才说那是我天上的家乡。
As long as you know my God is there,
只要你知道我的神在那里，
as long as you know my Christ Jesus is there,
就知道我的基督耶稣在那里，
that's my heavenly homeland.
那个就是我天上的家乡。
Yeah, I'll just put that with you.
我就这么简单的说。
Okay. About this, Peter talk about this living stones and heavenly, living stones and spiritual house.
那这边彼得刚才讲到是活石和灵宫。
Peter is one brother that actually have followed the Lord Jesus, throughout the time he learned the most lessons among all the apostles.
这个彼得他是在那些跟随耶稣我们的主耶稣的那些使徒当中，他是学过可能最多的一个。
So using our brother Dana's term, the reproach of Christ.
那我用我们康登弟兄的话，就是说基督的耻辱。
And Peter experienced a lot of that.
彼得经历过很多这些。
He was corrected by the Lord many many times.
他被主校正过很多次。
So when he wrote the first Peter.
那我看他写彼得前书。
You know, in his heart, he thinks it's so important.
那在他心里呢，觉得很重要一件
事。That we the believers who really pursue the Lord has a practical way to serve Him.
我们追求主的人有一个非常实际的方法来侍奉神。
You know, remember in the Old Testament, like in Jerusalem in the city, and in the center of the city, there is this God's house, the temple.
在旧约耶路撒冷城的当中，终将有那个神的殿。
Now, in the temple or in the God house, only the priest can serve there.
在那个殿中有神的祭司们在那边服侍。
But God's original purpose is all of us are the priest.
但是神原来的本来的旨意是所有的人都是来这么来服侍。
In Exodus, I think it's chapter 19.
我想是出埃及记第十九章。
Verse 6.
的第六节。
Yeah, it says that you ought to be a priesthood, a holy priesthood.
神对他们说你们要成为一个圣洁的祭司。
Yeah, let me take a look at Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记第十九章。
19 verse 6.
第六节。
You shall be to me, I mean, this is the Lord Jehovah saying, you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words, which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
出埃及记第十九章第六节，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民，这些话你要告诉以色列人。
So it's a kingdom of priests.
你说是一个祭司的国度。
That means everybody that came out of Egypt.
所以就是说从每个人从埃及出来每个人。
Now the Lord immediately tell them, everyone, you are to be a kingdom of priests.
他对他们说马上就跟他们说你们要成为一个祭司的国度。
Everyone has to serve me.
每个人都要来服侍我。
We know later that the people who came out, their hearts are remained in Egypt.
那时候我们当然知道他们后来他们的人出来心却还在埃及。
And that generation, the men, their hearts remained in Egypt.
那一代人他们心还是在埃及。
But God's original heart, original mind, is everyone comes out to serve him.
神本来的意思是要每个人都要来服侍他。
So, I think when Peter talked about this matter in 1 Peter, he came back to this.
所以当彼得前书他写这些，他就想到这里的事情。
So he said, we are the living stone that built up to be a spiritual house.
我们是活石被建造成为一个灵宫。
You know, we are going to be the holy priesthood.
我们要成为一个圣洁的祭司。
Everybody is a priest.
每一个人都是祭司。
Everybody serves the Lord.
每一个人都来服侍主。
So that's not only at the time of Moses.
这不是仅仅在摩西的时代。
Moses was 1500 years before Christ.
摩西的时代是1500在基督1500年之前。
Now at Peter's time,
在彼得的时代。
Peter's time says that every one of us has to be a priest.
彼得说每一个人都要也是要成为一个祭司。
We are a priesthood.
我们是一个祭司。
And then there he says something very specific.
他说那边他说到一个非常仔细的地方。
You know, the few verses what we read, I want you to pay attention to three things.
我们刚才读到几节，我们要注意三点。
One of course is that living stone.
那个就是活石。
that living stone which is rejected.
那一个被人所弃绝的活石.
And the second is we come to him and we are the living stones, many living stones.
第二点, 我们来到他面前就成为许多的活石.
And the third thing, this living stone, he, Peter also says he is the cornerstone that is rejected by the builders.
那第三点, 这个活石被弃绝, 它成为一个那个被匠人所弃的石头.
So these three I want to explain to you.
所以我要来解释这三点.
Yeah, so could you have the first slide?
我们先看第一张的幻灯.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. See, the three things in what Peter said. The three things.
彼得所讲的这三点.
One is the chief cornerstone.
那第一点是房角石.
Now the chief cornerstone is chosen and precious.
房角石是所拣选所宝贵的.
Now who chose it?
谁所拣选的呢?
God chose it.
神所拣选的.
Precious to whom?
对谁是宝贵的?
Precious to God.
对神是宝贵的.
Right? This is what we read.
这是我们所读的.
And the second thing
第二点,
is the living stones. I mean, that particular living stone rejected, but chosen and precious.
那一个活石是匠人所弃，却是所拣选、所宝贵的.
Yeah. And then the third thing is us.
第三点是我们.
The us is the many living stones being built up. A spiritual house.
是许多活石被建造成灵宫.
So dear brothers and sisters, you see the burden of Peter is to bring us into God's purpose.
所以彼得的负担就是把我们带进神的旨意里面.
Yeah, but we have to know these three things.
我们必须知道这三点.
That the first thing, the chief cornerstone, it actually says how this chief cornerstone was rejected by the builders.
那这个房角石它是如何被匠人所弃.
Yeah. This essentially is the reproach of Christ.
这个基本就是, 基督的,
yeah. So the second thing is, however, this, by the way, we can see the projection here.
Yes.
Thank you. So the second thing is although this cornerstone is rejected, but it has a second function. The function is it is that living stone.
这个房角石固然是被所弃，但是它还是成为那一个活石.
And that living stone is rejected by men, but is chosen and precious to God.
这个房角石活石被人所弃，但是被神所拣选所宝贵.
And the third thing really has to do with you and me.
第三点就是跟你我有关了.
It says we are many living stones.
我们是许多活石.
So you know, Lord allowed us, no, we will just go through these three things.
那我们就来,
okay. So we can keep it. Okay, thank you. So the first is the cornerstone rejected. Now, brothers and sisters, you know, from the Old Testament time, in God's heart, there is a stone.
所以在, 神的心里边有这么一个,
it's the emphasis is not a living stone. The emphasis it is a stone which is bigger than anything.
那个, 焦点不是活石本身，它这个活石是比任何其他都要大的一件事情.
It's powerful than anything.
它比任何其他事情都有能力.
Okay. I think many of you may remember that in the story of Daniel.
我们还想起这个但以理的故事.
When Daniel was in Nebuchadnezzar's palace.
当但以理还在尼布甲尼撒的皇宫里.
And Daniel was very young.
那时, 但以理还很年轻.
Probably less than 20 years old.
大概不到20岁.
But he and his three friends, they were so faithful to God.
但是他和他三个朋友对神非常的忠心.
They keep themselves separated.
他们保守他们自己和他们分离.
And then everybody knew that they were smart.
谁都知道他们都很聪明.
And they were, however, on the other hand, they were captives. The captives in
Beilu.
Yeah, they were captives in Nebuchadnezzar's palace. One night, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream.
一天晚上,
So when he woke up, he was so scared.
他起来很害怕,
and he knew that he had a terrible dream.
他做了一个噩梦,
but he forgot what that dream is.
他忘了这个噩梦是什么?
So he told the wise men all in his country.
那对他们在国家里那些智慧人说,
I had a terrible dream.
我做了个噩梦,
but I don't know that I forgot that dream. But since you people are wise people,
但是你们是有智慧的人,
you have to tell me what that dream is.
你要告诉我这个梦是什么,
you also have to tell me the interpretation of that dream. So everybody was scared.
但是每个人都很害怕了。
Now because Daniel and his friends were known to be smart, to be wise.
这个丹尼里和他三个朋友,
So Nebuchadnezzar's staff is going to harm them also.
这个, 尼布甲尼撒的, 他的仆人也要来伤害他们。
So that night, Daniel and his friends went to pray before the Lord.
所以丹尼里和他三个朋友那天晚上向神祷告。
Lord, if you don't tell us what that dream is, nobody would know.
主啊，你如果不告诉我他的梦是什么，没有人会知道。
So thank the Lord that night. The Lord told him what this dream is.
感谢主，那天晚上神向他启示的那个梦。
And the interpretation of it.
而且解梦是怎么解？
So Daniel went to the Lord, praised the Lord, thanked the Lord for that.
对，丹一来到神面前就感谢赞美神。And then
he went to, so the next day he went to the king.
第二天他去王面前。So
he said, the staff of the king told the king that this young man knew your dream.
他手下人对王说,
So he told Nebuchadnezzar,
他对尼布甲尼撒说,
and you have dreamed a big statue.
你做了一个梦里边有个很大的雕像,
had a gold head.
有金头,
it's a huge statue.
是一个很大的一个像,
it's gold head.
有金的头,
It's a silver chest.
有银的胸,
and a bronze waist.
有铜的腰,
and the iron and the soil on the leg and the foot.
在腿和脚是铁和土所混在一起,
and they were so big.
很大,
and the meaning of that,
的意思是,
the big head is you.
Yeah,
the gold head is you.
这金的头指的是你,
and then one of these days you'll die.
有一天你要去,
and the next kingdom will be the silver.
这个下一个国度是银的胸,
and one day that kingdom is going to be gone.
那有一天那个国度也要过去,
and the next kingdom will be the bronze.
下一个国度是铜的腰,
and so on and so forth.
就是这样下去。
And then he said,
最后他说,
you also dream with a big stone.
你梦到一个大的石头,
and which is not cut out from the hand of man.
不是人手所凿出来的,
that will come from heaven.
那要从天而来,
that will smash this statue to pieces.
要砸碎这个大象。
And then that stone,
那块石头,
is going to grow to be a huge mountain,
要成为一个很大的一座山,
filling the whole earth.
遍满了全地,
and Nebuchadnezzar prostrate before him.
尼布甲尼撒就到面前来匍匐,
he said, that's exactly what I dreamed.
这个就是我所梦的。
So dear brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹们,
this is the stone that God showed to Nebuchadnezzar.
这个石头就是神向尼布甲尼撒所显示的,
and through Daniel show all of us.
通过但以理向我们众人来启示出来。
So dear brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹们,
today in hindsight, when we look at that, we know what that stone is.
我们今天回头看, 知道那个石头指的是什么,
and who that stone is.
那个石头指的是谁?
That stone is obviously Christ Jesus.
那块石头很明显指的是基督耶稣。
So the kingdom, you know, from Nebuchadnezzar to the next, to the next, to the next.
所以从, 从尼布甲尼撒到下一个, 到下一个, 到下一个。
But that earthly kingdom will not last forever.
地上的国度不会永远长存。
It will come, it will go.
它来了, 它也会过去。
It come and it will go.
它来, 它又要去。
But then there's this rock.
但是有一块石头,
that's going to smash everything to pieces.
它要把一切砸成碎片。
not moving forever, filling the whole earth. Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
you know, the Lord is coming, right? We all know that. And chapter 10 of Hebrews says, in a little while, he that will come, that is to come, will come.
希伯来书第十章里面说, 因为还有一点点的时候, 那要来的就要来。
But my righteous man, my righteous one, shall live by faith.
但是我的义人要因信得生。
See, brothers and sisters, you see what Daniel's picture told us?
丹尼里那幅大象所告诉我们,
you know, kingdoms will come, kingdoms will go.
地上的国要来也会过去。
And the age will end.
这个世代会结束。
And God will come back.
神会回来,
the Lord will come back.
我们的主会回来,
but the righteous shall live by faith. You and I are not going to be affected by the kingdom 1, kingdom 2, kingdom
3. You
and I are only going to depend on that stone that's not cut out by the hand of man. It will come.
它要来,
it will smash everything to pieces.
它要把一切砸成碎片,
it will grow and fill the whole earth.
它要成长,
so this is that picture.
这是那幅图画,
yeah, that stone.
这是那块石头,
Christ.
基督,
and then after that, brothers and sisters, there is another picture that I think is worth seeing before Peter.
在, 那件事之后, 在彼得之前有另外一幅图画,
Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 16.
主耶稣在马太福音第16章,
remember Lord Jesus says, you know, on this rock I will build my church.
那边我们的主说,
on this rock I will build my church.
在这磐石上我要建造我的教会。
So dear brothers and sisters, you and I, we are in God's church.
所以我们都是在神的教会的里边。
But Christ, Jesus, He's building his own church, building you and me on that rock. Now, what is that rock? In Matthew 16,
马太福音第16章,
that rock is Peter's confession.
那个石头就是彼得的, 他所承认的,
Peter represents his fellow disciples. The Lord Jesus asked them,
主耶稣问他们,
who do you think I am?
你们认为我是谁?
So Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
彼得说, 你是基督,
you are the Christ.
你是基督。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very significant word.
这个你是基督是非常重要的一件事情。
Over the generations, over the history,
历代在历史里面,
no one can be called Christ. And no one can be called Son of God. And at that time, the Israelites, the Jewish religion never would recognize that Jesus is the Christ.
在那个时候,
but Peter said that.
那彼得是他却说了,
oh, so Lord Jesus says, on this rock, I will build my church.
所以, 我们的主说, 在这块石头上,
and that means that when we are his church,
比如说,
when we are built up to be his church, we always have to remember,
我们必须要记得,
Jesus is the Christ.
耶稣是基督,
Jesus is the one that God sent to build his own house.
耶稣是被差来建造这个教会,
there's no other foundation.
没有其他的根基,
there's no other cornerstone.
没有其他的房角石,
so this is another kind of a statement. The first statement is Daniel's rock. Now this statement is Lord Jesus said about the rock.
所以说,
the Daniel's stone and the Lord Jesus' rock.
所以这两件提到事情, 第一件是但以理所提到那件大象, 这边是, 彼得所承认的,
so these things are very important to Peter.
对, 这件事对彼得是非常重要的。
So here in those few verses, the verse 4, 5, 6, and 7,
在这几节, 4到第7节,
he mentioned this cornerstone three times.
他讲到这房角石有三次,
you know, so this cornerstone is so important to him.
房角石对他是非常重要的。
And you know, let me tell you one other thing so that we really know that this cornerstone Today we hear it very easily. But years ago, at Peter's time, if you say that Jesus Christ is the cornerstone, that they will be persecuted.
今天我们说耶稣是房角石没问题，但是很多那个时候他说你耶稣是房角石你会被受逼迫。
Because the whole Jewish religion was against that.
因为整个犹太教都是来反对这一点。
Because if Jesus is the cornerstone.
如果基督是房角石的话。
Now then, who are we?
那我们是谁？
You know, who are we? Jewish religion.
那对这些在犹太教里的人来说，那我们是谁？
Everybody will go to him.
那每个人，众人都要归向他。
So they make a point to persecute this cornerstone.
所以他们定义要来逼迫这个。
Now I'll just give you a couple of facts.
我给你两个事实。
And I think it's chapter 4 of Book of Acts.
在《使徒行传》第四章。
And this is Peter and John, they were dragged into the Sanhedrin.
这个彼得还有约翰被带到公会的面前。
Yeah, and there they won't say, you're not supposed to say this.
他们对他们说，你们不应该讲这些话。
And Peter and John, and Peter in particular, was saying that you know, what we have seen and heard, we cannot but speak.
那尤其彼得这么说，我们所看到、所听到的，我们没有办法，我们一定要讲出来。
And hey, this is Acts chapter 4 verse 8.
这是使徒行传第四章第八节。
Yeah, I want you to see this so that we know that there is a connection, very important connection.
我们这边有个很重要的连接点。
Acts chapter 4, verse 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well?
使徒行传第四章第八到第九，那时彼得被圣灵充满，对他们说：“至民的官府和长老啊，倘若今日因为在残疾人身上所行的善事，查问我们他是怎么得了痊愈。”
So I want you to know this. Peter says, "Rulers of the people and elders of Israel."
彼得这边说：“至民的官府和长老啊。”
Those are the builders.
这些是那些匠人。
They have power.
他们有权利。
They can say who is the foundation of the building.
他们可以说是那个所建造的根基。
Nobody else can be.
没有其他人可以。
And verse 10.
第十节。
Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole.
第十节，你们众人和以色列百姓都当知道，站在你们面前这人得痊愈，是因为你们所钉十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人，基督耶稣的名。
Verse 11, this is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone.
第十一节，他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头。
So this is the first time that Peter actually announced to these powerful people in the Jewish religion that this one that you crucified, he is the chief cornerstone.
这个第一次彼得向这些在犹太教里边有权柄的人、有能力的人对他们说：“你们所钉十字架的耶稣，他是你们所弃的那房角头块石头。”
So you see how Peter, who wrote the first Peter chapter 2.
所以我们看彼得写彼得前书第二章的时候
how he was so impressed with this chief cornerstone
他实在是记住了这个房角石
now he's also so impressed with the pressure from the religious world
他也实在是记住那些宗教世界里面所来的
now the real story of this chief corner of the cornerstone and the rejected by the builders is what Stephen said in chapter 7
这个 全部的故事是在《使徒行传》第七章尸体反转里边讲到这个房角石它是如何被砌的。
I think it's worth to mention.
我觉得应该是可以被提一。
Because yeah, remember at that time, the Christ Jesus being the cornerstone is a center of fight.
那个时候，基督耶稣是房角石，是那个征战的中心。
Yeah, the religious powers at that time.
那个时候宗教的势力，
They were 100% against that.
他是非常的反对这一点。
And there were disciples who have seen Christ Jesus.
那些门徒们，他们看到了。
And they know for sure that the basis, the foundation of the church, the cornerstone is Christ Jesus.
他们也看到这个教会的根基，那房角石就是基督耶稣。
We know the story of Stephen.
我们知道使徒反的故事。
Again, Stephen is a very young man, as we know.
我们知道使徒反很年轻。
But then when those days when he was in Jerusalem,
那个时候他在耶路撒冷。
he went from place to place.
他到各处。
And told people that Jesus is the Christ.
告诉众人，耶稣是基督。
He also mentioned that when Jesus comes, he is the real a source of our righteousness. It's no longer the law.
他也说，耶稣基督来了，他成为我们公义的泉源，不再是这个律法。
And also, it's no longer the house of God means different things now.
那神的殿也是不一样的意思了。
Yeah, this is in chapter 6 of a book of Acts.
这个是《使徒行传》第六章所提到的。
So chapter 7, the Jewish Sanhedrin, the Jewish power, dragged Stephen before them.
这个第七章又是犹太公会把使徒反带到公会面前。
Did you say these things?
他们说你说这些话了吗？
And then Stephen gave the talk.
然后使徒反就说了那一段话。
But from the beginning, Stephen knew.
从一开始，使徒反他就知道。
After he finished his talk, he will be killed.
他说完之后，他就要会被
So when he started talking,
他开始讲。
His face is full of light.
他面被光充满。
And then, so remember this thing that we said the God of glory appeared to Abraham. That's exactly what he said in that talk.
这个我们是荣耀的神向亚伯翰显现，就是在这段时间他说出来。
And then he told the whole. Remember this morning, our brother talked about the story of Moses. That's according to chapter 7 of Book of Acts.
我们今天早上我们弟兄讲到这个使徒行传第七章，这边就是使徒反所提到的。
It's in that talk.
就是在那一段话里。
And right after that,
那件事之后。
Stephen said this.
使徒反说。
That you said you are so proud of your, we are so proud of our law.
我们真是对我们律法非常的自豪骄傲。
But what God told Moses to tell us?
但是神差摩西告诉我们什么呢？
We did not do.
我们却没有执行。
We did not want to obey.
我们不愿意来遵行。
So number one.
第一点。
So number two.
第二点。
About this a temple.
这个殿。
You know, good. You know, over time we have our art in the temple.
有神的约柜在神的殿里面。
Yeah, that's all very good. In the tabernacle.
在约柜会幕里面非常好。
We build our temple.
那到后来我们见到神。
And we are so proud of our temple.
我们真是很自豪，关乎我们这个殿。
And however, God said.
但神又说。
The Most High doesn't live in the temple, in the house that made by the hand of man.
他说神至高的神不住在人手所做的所造的殿里。
The third thing.
第三点。
He said we are so proud of our circumcision.
我们对我们的行割礼也非常的自豪。
But, you know, our ear and our heart are not circumcised.
但是你知道我们的心我们的耳朵是没有受过割礼的。
And number four.
第四点。
The righteous one comes.
那公义的那一位来了。
And then we kill him.
我们杀死他。
So at that point,
从那一点开始。
Sanhedrin could not stand him anymore.
这个公会就是再也受不了了。
They drag him out.
他们把他
，stone him to death.
把他用石头把他们打死。
And that's the end of Stephen's story.
这个就是使徒反故事的末了。
But among the Sanhedrin,
但是在公会的当中
，there's a young man.
有另外一个年轻人。
A young man by the name of Saul.
他叫扫罗。
He was so zealous for the tradition of the father.
他对这些 先辈的传统非常的热心。
He was very young.
他很年轻。
But the Sanhedrin included him.
但是公会却包括了他。
Now he couldn't stand.
他也受不了。
This Stephen either.
他也是不能容忍。
So agreed to the killing of Stephen.
用石头把他打死，他同意。
So, brothers and sisters, you see the stone rejected by the builders.
那你看这块石头被匠人所弃。
And that's the story of Stephen's story.
这个就是史提反的故事里提
到的。That is very vividly and very specific.
非常的具体和清晰的解解。
The law.
有这个律法。
The temple.
有神的殿。
The circumcision.
有割礼。
Yeah. And then, so he said, you know,When the righteous one that God wants to send to us, when he comes, we kill him.
而且那个那公义的那一位来了，你们却把他杀死。
So, brothers and sisters, you know, Stephen essentially gives us a picture of how the builders actually rejected the cornerstone.
那我们看斯蒂凡就给了这一幅图画，那些匠人是如何弃绝了这一块房角石。
And I should say that they rejected the stone.
是他们弃绝了这块石头。
But 20 years later.
但是20年以后。
I shouldn't say 20 years later. When I think just the next year, within the next year, this Saul
那也许就是第二年,
started to persecute all other Christians.
这个扫罗起来来逼迫其他的基督徒。
Called away.
把他们抓起来。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
You know, on the way to Damascus,
他去大马色路上的时候,
the Lord Jesus, the risen Lord, appeared to him.
复活的主向他显现。
Completely changed.
完全改变了他。
It took time.It took a few days.
花了几天时间。
Three days, his eyes were all completely blind.
三天他什么都看不到。
But finally, thank the Lord.
最后感谢主。
Man came in.
一个人进来。
Brother Saul.
弟兄扫罗。
The one that you saw on your way.
那你在路上所见那一位。
Is Christ Jesus.
是基督耶稣。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Then Saul went back to the desert.
扫罗去到旷野。
For 3 years.
三年的时间。
Think.What does this thing whole thing mean?
就在想这件到底是什么意思？
It's different from what I've learned before.
是我以前所学的不一样的东西。
He was otherwise so familiar with the Old Testament.
他对旧约非常的熟悉。
He was so zealous of their own Jewish religion.
他对犹太教非常的热心。
But he started to change.
他开始有改变。
A change in a big way.
有很大的改变。
About 20 years later.
大概二十年以后
，He wrote Romans，
他写了罗马书
；He wrote Galatians，
他写加拉太书
；He wrote Ephesians，
以弗所书
；He wrote Corinthians，
格林多书
；Not Ephesians，Ephesians a little later，
不是以弗所书。
You know all these in all these letters, he addressed what Stephen talked about。
那些书信里面，他都提到斯蒂凡
about the law，
律法
，Galatians chapter 2，
加拉太书第二章
，We are justified。Not by the works of the law.
我们被称义不是因为行律法
But by faith in Christ alone.
乃是唯一因信耶稣基督称义
This is about the law.
不是关乎律法
You know, about the temple.
是关乎这个神的殿
So now God's people, we are God's temple.
神的民我们是神的殿
We are God's house.
我们是神的家
Now Christ Jesus is the foundation.
基督耶稣是房
No other foundation.
没有其他的根基。
Now about this circumcision.
关乎这个行割礼。
Circumcised or not circumcised is not important.
受不受割礼不重要。
Important thing is be a new creation.
重要的是我们要做新造的人。
Now about this righteous one.
这个关乎那公义的那一位。
Now the Lord, the apostle Paul.Wrote so much about righteousness of Christ.
那保罗写了很多关乎基督的公义。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在你们里边是荣耀的盼望。
You know, so, brothers and sisters, you see what Stephen gave his life for.
那你看我们史提反他殉道所
which is this stone rejected by the builders.Now became the chief cornerstone.
这个匠人所弃的石头现在成为房角头块石头。
Now this is now what Apostle Paul was trying to tell us.
这个就是使徒保罗所要告诉我们的。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
You know, think about this. This cornerstone.
我们想这块房角石。
This Christ Jesus being the cornerstone.
是基督耶稣是房角石。
It was precious to Peter.
对彼得说是宝贵的。
It was precious to Stephen.
对使徒反是宝贵的。
It was precious to Paul.
对保罗是宝贵的。
It ought to be precious to you and to me.
那对你我来说也应该是宝贵的。
If we really understand what that means,
如果我们真明白那是意思的话,
if we really understand Christ Jesus is that cornerstone,
我们真明白基督耶稣是那房角石的话,
there's no other cornerstone.
没有其他的房角石,
and if we really go into this,
我们真要进到人的话,
and really understanding it,
我如果我们真明白的话,
thank the Lord, brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
we will be
我们会明白,
the living stones.
就成为这个活石,
we will be able to
我们能够,
being built together as his spiritual house.
一起被建成为一个灵宫,
we thank the Lord for that.
我们感谢主,
this is something that we have to really remember.
我这也是我们一定要记住的。
Yeah. This morning, our brother said the reproach of Christ.
今天早上我们弟兄提到了基督的耻。
Nothing is easy.
没有什么是容易的。
Blood is shed.
没有,
blood is shed.
他的宝血流出。
And then people follow him were crucified. I mean, were persecuted.
跟随他的人都受到逼迫。
But now, he is the foundation.
那现在他是成为根基。
Yeah, so. I'll just leave that with you.
那我就讲到这里。
Now about the second matter.
第二点,
about this living stone.
讲,
that living stone.
讲到那一个, 活石。
Brothers and sisters, it's very interesting. It just didn't say the living stone. It said living stone rejected by man.
就是那一个被人所弃的活石。
Of course, when we talk about this cornerstone, that rejection by the builder, that's something big fight.
那我们提到那个匠人所弃的石头成为房角石，那边有一个很大的征战。
It's a big battle.
是很大的一个征战。You
know, Satan is behind it.
撒旦在背后。
The religion is behind it.
这个宗教在背后。
Everything is behind it.
什么都在背后。
They don't want Jesus to be the cornerstone.
他们不想基督成为那房角石。
They don't want Jesus to be the foundation.
他们不想耶稣成为那个根基。
So that's a big fight.
那是很大的一个征战。
But then, you know, when we see Lord Jesus being the living stone,
但是我们看我们的主是那活石,
we're not talking about the foundation anymore.
我们没有再讲这根基。
We are talking about this Jesus Christ being the living stone.
我们讲到基督耶稣,
For us to come to him,
我们来到他面前,
to become living stone as well.
我们也成为一个活石。
When he mentioned this living stone,
当他讲到活石,
he says the living stone rejected by man.
那活石被人所弃的活石,
what does that mean?
什么意思?
That means even when you and I
就是你和我,
look at Christ Jesus,
我们看基督耶稣,
we may think it's not convenient to follow him.
我们觉得跟随他太不方便了。
Yeah, we may think that we're going to lose out if we follow him.
如果我们跟随他可能我们就会失去一些东西。
Yeah, if we follow him, we're going to suffer.
如果我们跟随他我们要受苦。
Just as our brother said this morning, this is the reproach of Christ.
就像我们今天早上说这是基督的凌辱。
Yeah, so we actually may stand back.
我们要退后一步。
But then he said here,
这边他说,
he said, this living stone rejected.
这个被人所弃的活石。
You know, when we come to him,
我们来到他面前,
we become living stone.
我们也成为活石,
being built together,
一起被来建造,
as spiritual house,
成为一个灵工.
Brothers, this is truly wonderful.
实在美好一件事情.
Now, this living stone,
那这个活石,
Christ Jesus,
基督耶稣,
you know, he comes to us.
他来到我们这里,
because he's a living stone.
他是活石,
he's full of life.
他是满了生命,
but also because this living stone, for us, it's not enough to have the life there.
对我们来说, 生命还不够。
It's the word living is a verb.
这个
is a verb.
是一个动词要活。
So that says, not only we have to have his life,
那不仅我们要他的生命,
but also we have to live out with it.
我们要活出这个生命。
Yeah, so thank the Lord for that.
感谢主。
Yeah, so the picture that is shown us is a person is full of life.
那我们想一个人他满了生命。
And also he can cause me to live a life like him.
要花很大的代价要活出这样的生命。
And then also because he is rejected.
也是因为他是被人所弃。
You and I can see the sign of cross on him.
我们在他身上可以看到十字架的记号。
Thank the Lord, brother and sister.
感谢主。
It gives us a real, such a good picture.
他给我们这样美好的图
画。Or what we should be.
我们应该是成什么样子。
When we say we want to be conformed to the image of Christ.
当我们说我们要被磨成基督的形象。
Not only the life.
不仅是生命
，not only the living，
不仅是活出来
，but also the cross，
也是有着十字架。
Thank the Lord for that，
感谢主。
So dear brothers and sisters，
敬业姐妹们
，think about the life of Christ，
我们想基督的生命
，and the living out of it，
要把它活出来。
You know when Lord Jesus was walking on earth，
主耶稣行走在地上
，I just give you two three examples，
就两三个例子。
You know, remember he told Nicodemus，
他跟尼哥底母说
，Nicodemus was such a learned person。
他是一个 很有学问成就的一个人。
But on the other hand, he felt something lacking in his life.
但是同时他觉得他生命里面缺什么东西。
And he also have talked to his Pharisee friends.
他也跟他们法利赛的朋友们讲。
So he came to Jesus.
我们 来到耶稣面前。
He said, sir.
你说夫子。
Yeah, he said, you know, we all feel that you're different. You have come from God.
你夫子啊，你不一样，你是从神而来。
But the Lord Jesus did not let him finish.
但是我们的主没让他说完。
Lord Jesus immediately said,
我们主马上说
，You know, you have to be born from above.
你必须要从上面重生。
You have to be born again.
你必须要重生。
You have to be born from above.
你要从上面重生。
So, the Lord, brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
The Lord Jesus emphasized this.
我们主。
Now we have to be connected to heaven.
我们要与天连接
，right?So thank the Lord for that.
感谢主。
So dear brothers and sisters, in our life, we have to remember we have to be connected to heaven.
我们在生活里面一定要与天连接。
If there is one day I'm not connected to heaven,
如果有一天我们没有与天连接
，You know, at night I feel very down.
在晚上我觉得很低沉。
And I think you are the same.
可能你们也是。
So let's remember our life, you know, our life, daily life has to be connected to heaven.
要记住我们每天的生活要与天连接。
Remember another story, the Lord Jesus saw this woman, Samaritan woman.
另外一个故事我们主看到撒玛利亚妇人。
You know, Samaritan woman is very, very smart.
那个妇人非常聪明。
He knew religion.
他知道宗教。
You know, he knew a lot of things.
他知道很多东西。
But he said he had such a miserable life.
但是他活得非常的痛苦。
His marriage life is horrible.
他的婚姻非常的不好。
And he dare not let people see him.
他不敢让人看到他。
So when he was coming to the well to get water,
他去井里面取水。
Jesus was there waiting for her.
我们的主在那边等他。
So you need living water.
你需要活水。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
And then after a conversation,
谈话之后
the woman dropped the bucket.
这个妇人把桶扔
下 went back to his village,
回到他的村庄
I have seen Messiah.
我见到了弥赛亚
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
you know, So the Lord Jesus brought his wonderful life to this Samaritan woman.
他把那美好的生命带给那个撒玛利亚妇人
She now has a different life.
她有现在不一样的生命
So dear brothers and sisters, this is not just about the Samaritan woman.
这个不仅关乎那撒玛利亚妇人
It is about you and me.
也关乎你和我
SeeYou may have a perfect life, but I know how many times I was down.
你可能活得非常好，但是你也有下沉的时候。
I know there are times that I have made big mistakes.
我知道我犯过很多大错误。
Yeah, I know that there are times that there's a prolonged period of time.
我知道有那些很长的时候。
I messed up.
我弄得非常的不好。
And then, brothers and sisters, the one thing you and I have already experienced, I'm sure.
我知道你们也经历过这些。
Just come to Lord Jesus.
来到耶稣基督面前。
Things will immediately be different.
立刻我们就不一样。
And then there was this person that sitting at the temple. He was lame for a long time. I guess 38 years.
然后在殿里边坐着一位可能三十八年都是瘸的。
Oh, the Lord Jesus came.
主耶稣来了。
So, you know, heal him.
医治了他。
You know, he stood up.
他站起来。
New life, completely new life.
完全的新的生命。
Again, brothers and sisters.
听姐妹们。
This is not a subject for us to give a gospel talk to other people.
这个不仅是我们传福音才讲的故事。
This is a subject for just for you and for me in our life. You know, there are times when we feel we cannot walk up any, we cannot move on anymore.
有的时候我们觉得我们不能再往前走了。Right?
Especially your younger ones.
尤其是我们的年轻人。
You know, no one loves me.
我们觉得没有人爱我。
I don't know what to do.
我不知道我能做什么。
So I don't know the meaning of my life.
我也不知道我生命的意义是什么。
The wonder is,
但是奇妙的是,
we can come to Jesus.
我们可以来到耶稣面前。
Then his life will enable us to stand up again.
他的生命能够使我们重新站立。
There was this man born blind.
那个出生是瞎眼的。
And then other people say, this man is blind.
别人说这个人瞎眼。Is
his, did his father say sin or did his mother sin?
是他父亲犯了罪呢，还是他母亲犯了罪呢？
Here comes Lord Jesus.
我们主来。
It's not because his father sinned.
不是他父亲犯了什么罪。
It's not because his mother sinned.
也不是因为他母亲犯了什么罪。
You know, it's on him will display the glory of God.
因为在他身上，神的荣耀要彰显出来。
Then this man saw, started to see.
然后那个人他可以开始看到。
But if you look at chapter 9 of John,
我们看约翰福音第九章。
How much, how many verses was about his physical eyesight being able to see?
你看有多少节都是讲到他说他的这个眼睛可以开
Maybe just the first 5 verses.
可能有5节。
All the rest of the chapter
这一章的其他的,
is about this man's spiritual eyes open. You know, he sees that this one that opened his eyes is different.
他说,
yeah. I don't know if he is a sinner, but I know only one thing. I was blind and see.
他说, 这个人耶稣他是不是罪人我不知道，但是一点我知道，我曾经是瞎眼，现在我可以看到。
So spiritual eyes open.
所以他属灵的眼睛打开。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
I think last night our brother, Godwin, he was telling us that our eyes need to be open.
昨天晚上我们孙弟兄讲，我们的眼睛要被打开。
And eyes need to be open again.
我们眼睛要再一次被打开。
Brothers and sisters, you read a lot of things that won't allow your eyes to be open.
我们有很多事情使我们眼睛不能被打开。
And you read a lot of things, that we may not help you to open your eyes.
你可能也读了很多的东西，其实对你帮助你打开眼睛完全没有用。
Honestly, come to the Lord.
你要很诚实的来到神面前。
Will make you able to see.
能够使你来看见。
Make the Bible open.
使圣经被打开。
Every chapter means something.
这一章对我是有意思的。
You know, every time you hear brother and sister talk,
每一次也听弟兄姐妹来讲,
you get something real.
你能够得到一些真实的东西。
Eyes really open.
你的眼睛真被打开。
And then finally give you another example.
再给你个例子。
You know, it's chapter 11 of John.
约翰福音第11章。
And then Martha and Mary.
马大还有玛利亚,
their brother died.
他们的弟弟死了,
they told Jesus.
他们告诉耶稣,
so Lord Jesus came.
主耶稣来,
and Martha said,
马大说,
Sir, if you, Master, I forgot what he called, she called, huh?
Lord.
Lord. And Lord, if you came a little earlier, my brother would not have died.
主啊, 如果你, 提前来我的弟弟不会死。
And you think that Mary is more spiritual.
我们觉得这个玛利亚更属灵。
Mary said exactly the same thing.
她说了同样的一段。
Lord, if you came a little earlier, my brother would not have died.
主啊, 如果你早来, 我的弟弟不会死。
The Lord Jesus says, I am the resurrection, I am the life.
我们的主说, 我是复活, 我是生命。
He pulled Lazarus from the grave.
他把拉萨路从坟墓里拉出来。
That changed Martha, that changed Mary.
那这点就改变了马大和玛利亚。
A few days later,
几天以后,
there was a feast.
有一个宴席。
Martha brought this alabaster jar.
这个玛利亚拿了一个。
Oh, sorry, Mary.
玛利亚拿着香膏瓶。
Yeah, He poured this alabaster jar out.
他把那瓶的香膏倒在他头上。On
the Lord.
再倒在他主,
A lot of people said, what a waste.
很多人说太浪费了。But
Lord Jesus said,
我们的主说,
wherever the gospel is preached,
无论福音在哪里,
you have to tell the story of this woman.
你要告诉这妇人所做的,
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
Mary said nothing.
玛利亚什么都没说,
but what she did,
but
such a praise to the Lord Jesus.
对主耶稣是多大的一个赞美,
so, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱弟兄姐妹们,
the Lord Jesus came,
当主耶稣来,
gave us his life.
他把他生命赐给我们。
He himself is the living stone.
他自己是那一活石,
and we come to him.
当我来到他面前,
we become many, many living stones.
我们成为许多许多的活石,
wonderful.
非常美好。
Now about this, so this is one thing. The other thing is about the cross.
另外一点是十字架。
Remember, Peter called him the living stone rejected by man.
彼得说他是那活石被人所弃的活石。
So rejected means having the cross.
这个被弃被人所弃就是要背十字架。
So, brothers and sisters, the thing is this. Now, if we say we really want to follow the Lord Jesus,
如果我们真是要跟随耶稣的话,
you cannot and I cannot avoid the cross.
你和我都避不开十字架。
We remember that this person we want to be like.
我们想要被人所喜欢。
We want to be like him. We want to be conformed to his image.
我们要成为他的形象,
on his image, there is the sign of the cross.
在他那里边有一个
so you and I cannot avoid.
我们避不开这一点。
Apostle Paul says,
使徒保罗说,
I have been crucified with Christ.
我和主一同钉十字架,
no longer I,
不再是我,
but Christ that lives in me.
是基督在我里面活着。
See, this is brothers and sisters, if we want to follow Lord Jesus, we have to take the cross. Crucify with him. No longer I who live,
不再是我,
but Christ lives in me.
基督在我里面活着。
So this is the first reason for the cross.
是十字架第一个原因。
There's another second reason for the cross.
第二个原因,
remember, we are supposed to be built up as a spiritual house. The first time the house of God was built by Solomon.
这个所罗门第一次建殿的时候,
they have the rock, the stones that brought in,
那些有石头被, 带进来,
to build together to be the house.
一起被建造成一个殿。
And the Bible says,
圣经说,
you know, when the stones are brought to there and they put the stone together to be the house, there was no noise of cutting. There's no noise of grinding. There's no noise of any iron tool.
这个当那些石头被运进来一起被建造的时候, 没有任何器具的声音, 没有锤子斧子, 任何铁器, 任何的声音。
And every single stone has been already cut to size.
每一块石头已经被切好,
ground to size.
已经被磨好。
So when they put together to be the house,
当他们被放在一起要建成殿的时候,
it doesn't have to be cut again.
它不需要再被切。
Brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
那是什么意思呢?
That means if you and I are to be built up to be the house of God,
如果你和我要被建造成神的殿的话,
you and I have to go through the cross.
你和我必须要经过十字架,
have to let the cross do things on us.
必须让十字架在我们身上来做它的工,
the things that are not worthy of the house of God has to be cut first.
那些在不配在神殿里面的东西一定先要被砍去。
And our rough edges has to be ground smooth.
我们那些所粗糙的地方要被磨平。
So that I can put together with my brother.
就这样我和我弟兄可以被放在一起。
So this is the second reason.
这是第二个原因。
And I think this is the story is in the Kings.
应该是在列王记那边记载的。
First Kings chapter 6 verse 7.
列王记上第六章第七节。
So there's a third reason.
第三个原因,
for the cross.
对十字架的原因。
Remember the Lord Jesus says, on this rock I will build my church.
我们的主说在这块磐石上我要建造我的教会。
Immediately after that,
马上那个建设之后,
you know, Peter said, Lord, because he told Peter that told all his disciples he's going to go to Jerusalem and suffer.
因为, 我们主说他要去, 耶路撒冷, 要受苦。
And Peter says, Lord, no, you cannot die.
比如说, 主啊, 这件事万万不可,
Let this not happen to you.
这件你不绝对不可,
so Lord Jesus immediately told his disciples one thing.
然后我们的主马上跟门徒说,
Anybody who wants to follow me
若有人要跟随我,
has to deny himself,
必须要舍己,
take up the cross,
背起他的十字架,
and follow me.
来跟随我,
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹们,
this is right after the Lord Jesus said, I will build my church.
这是主耶稣在说, 我要建造我教会之后, 他马上说的话,
so take up the cross and follow him.
来背起十字架, 来跟随他,
is necessary
是必要的,
for his church.
来为他建造他的教会,
for building his church. Now, if we are not willing to take up the cross,
如果我们不愿意背起十字架,
then we are not worthy,
我们不太,
and we are not qualified to even get any part in the building of his church.
建造成为神的教会。
So, dear brother and sister,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
this is really, I mean, I cannot say cross is beautiful, but I'm saying cross is really necessary.
但是我说这个, 这个十字架真是非常有必要。
It's important to you, it's important to me.
对你和我都非常的重要。
You know, without, if we don't let the cross work on us,
如果我们不让十字架在我们身上施工,
we cannot be built together.
我们不能被建造起来。
And if one, if I, not willing to be worked on by the cross, then I'm not worthy to be with you.
如果我不愿不让十字架在我身上来做工, 我不配在你们面前。
I will only be a trouble to you.
我只能成为你们的一个难处。
I will only be a trouble for the Lord.
我只能对我的主成为一个难处。
So this is something that we have to remember.
这点我们要记住。
For to being the living stone for God's house.
要对神的家成为那些活石。
So the third thing about us, the you and I, the living stone, the third thing is about the Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
那关乎你我是活石, 第三点是讲到了圣灵。
Because the only governing principle in the house of God, in this spiritual house, is the Holy Spirit.
因为在这个神的殿里边所掌管掌权的唯一的一个就是圣灵。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we talk about the Holy Spirit, we really have to think about with great respect.
我们讲到圣灵, 我们要非常的要尊敬他。
The Holy Spirit is not a force for us to borrow to do things.
这个圣灵不是说一种的力量, 我们去借一点, 去做事情。
The Holy Spirit and Christ Jesus and our God, the Heavenly Father, are one.
这个 圣灵和我们主耶稣与天父乃是同样都是神。
You cannot think about Holy Spirit and not thinking about Christ Jesus.
我们提到圣灵就不能不想到我们主耶稣。
And you cannot think about Holy Spirit and not think about the Father.
你提到, 我们不能说提到圣灵而不去想到我们父神。
I think it's worthwhile to see a verse in Romans chapter 8 verse 9.
我们应该想看一节的圣经是在罗马书第八章第九节。
There we see that the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ are one.
我们看到圣灵, 神的灵和基督的灵是合一的。
Chapter 8, verse 9.
罗马书第八章第九节。
But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, meaning in the Holy Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his.
第九节那边说, 如果神的灵住在你们心里, 你们就不属肉体, 乃属圣灵了。 人若没有基督的灵, 就不是属基督的。
Brothers and sisters, in this verse, did you see Holy Spirit?
这些你有没有看到圣灵呢?
In this verse, did you see the Spirit of God?
你有没有看到神的灵呢?
In this verse, did you see the Spirit of Christ?
你没有看到基督的灵呢?
So, dear brothers and sisters, they are all one.
都是合一的。
Yeah. And so, if we think this way, you and I will give the Holy Spirit more respect.
如果我们这么想, 我们就会更多的来尊崇圣灵。
And then in his house, you really will know that without the Holy Spirit guiding me, I will not know what to do.
如果在神的家里边, 没有圣灵来指引我, 我不知道我能做什么。
You know, brothers and sisters, there's a... This is, allow me 1 minute to mention one thing.
再给我一分钟来讲一点。
You know, remember in Genesis, the Lord told Adam, not to eat all this, the tree of knowledge and evil.
这个在, 创世纪, 我们记得神对亚当说, 你, 分别善恶树枝上的果子,
and the Lord said, the way that the day you eat it, you shall die.
你那天吃的日子,
Adam ate it.
亚当吃了。
And you know how long Adam lived?
你知道亚当活了多久吗?
900 some years.
超过900年。
So did God say something in vain?
神说一些虚妄的话吗?
You remember he said, the day you eat it, you will die.
他说,你吃的日子你必定死。
So he lived 900 years.
但他还是活了900多年。
So what's going on?
这什么,
Brothers and sisters, physically he lives.
肉体来说,
but spiritually he's totally set up, totally disconnected with God.
但是从灵来说,
From that time on,
从那刻开始,
he wouldn't know what God thinks.
他不知道神在想什么。
Now God would not talk to him.
神也不跟他再讲话,
for 900 years.
900年的时间,
so spiritually he's dead.
属灵里来说,
now, later, in Ezekiel chapter 36,
在以西结书第36章,
there's a verse which is very interesting.
有一节非常有意思的,
it talks about God gives us a new heart.
就是说神给我们一个新的心,
a new spirit.
一个新的灵,
and then God's spirit will live in that new spirit.
这个新的灵要活在新的心里面,
see, so God's spirit now comes back to man.
神的灵又回到人那里,
if we love God, I mean if we repent, if we a believer of God, then God's spirit comes back.
如果我们悔改, 我们相信神,
this is Ezekiel chapter 36.
这个就是以西结书第36章,
and the verse 26.
第26节,
perhaps we see it. I think this is very give us it will give us confidence.
我觉得这节是给我们很大的一个信心。
Chapter 36, verse 26.
以西结36章第26节。
Okay. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statute, and you will keep my judgment and do them.
我也要赐给你一个新心, 将心灵放在你们里边, 又从你们的肉体中除掉实心, 赐给你们肉心, 我必将我的灵放在你们里边, 使你们顺从我的律例, 遵守遵行我的典章。
So dear brother and sister, you see, new heart,
一个新的心,
new spirit,
新的灵,
this is what God will give us.
这是神要给我们的。
But in addition to that, He's going to give us His own spirit in that new spirit of ours.
他除此之外,
we are different from Adam anymore.
We're
no longer the same as Adam anymore.
我们不再像亚当,
we have a new spirit in us,
在我们里边有一个新的灵,
which is an organ,
是一个器官,
now the Holy Spirit can come in and dwell there.
那个圣灵可以来住在那里边。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
You know, this is the grace of God to you and to me.
这对你我来说,
He really wants you and me to be connected to Him.
他真是让你和我与他有连接。
He really wants you and me to be able to listen to His voice.
他真是让你我来听到他的声音。
How is He going to do that?
他怎么做呢?
He's going to put not only a new heart in us, new spirit in us, He's going to put His own spirit in us.
他不仅把一个新的心和灵放在我们里边, 他是把他自己的灵放在我们里边。
But brothers and sisters, truly wonderful.
非常的奇妙的事情。
That night, when the Lord Jesus is going to leave them,
那天晚上我们主要离开他们。
安中? Okay. We don't have much time.
时间不多了。
Okay. That night, the Lord is going to leave them.
那天晚上我们的主要离开他们。
So the Lord actually tell them the first time, okay, the Lord tell them, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you.
那天晚上我们主第一次跟门徒说, 我要把差遣我的圣灵来。
Yeah, and He will abide in you.
他要住在你们里边。
Let me emphasize again. Prior to that, these people, disciples, didn't know who the Holy Spirit is.
我们要重申，在这之前，门徒不知道圣灵。
Of course, when they read the Old Testament, they heard about the Spirit of God.
从旧约他们听到神的灵。
Yeah, but then here that night, the Lord Jesus knows the Holy Spirit is so important to them.
那天晚上，我们主知道圣灵对他们来说是何等的重要。
From next day on, I'm not going to be with you.
从那天开始，我就不再与你们同在。
But don't worry, the Holy Spirit will come.
但是圣灵要来。
You know, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. The Father will send the Holy Spirit to you.
我父神要差遣圣灵来。
First of all, He's not going to leave you.
第一点，他不会离开你们。
He's going to dwell in you.
他要住在你们里边。
As a comforter.
要做一个保惠师。
When you're sad, he's going to comfort you.
当你难过，他安慰你。
The second of all, he's going to teach you.
第二点，他要教导你。
Bible is so hard.
圣经很难懂。
Right? I have read it so many times.
我读这么多次。
It seems I can't really relate to that.
我好像跟我没什么关系。
But don't worry, the Holy Spirit comes to teach the Bible to me.
但是圣灵来要教导，把圣经来启示给我。
Not only my brothers and sisters are teaching me,
不仅是我的弟兄姐妹来教导。
But the real teacher is the Holy Spirit.
真正的教导我的是圣灵。
If I really rely on the Holy Spirit,
如果我真是来依靠圣灵的话
，really pay respect to Him,
如果真是来尊敬他的话
，He's going to open my eyes.
他要打开我的眼睛
，so that I can understand 1 Peter chapter 2.
我就可以明白彼得前书第二章。
So this is thing, and then the third thing.
第三点
that night, the Lord says, the Holy Spirit is going to testify for me.
圣灵那天晚上主说，圣灵要为我来做见证。
Who in the world really know Christ Jesus?
世上谁真正认识基督耶稣呢
？His own Spirit, the Holy Spirit knows him.
圣灵认识他。
Now he then will tell us what Christ Jesus really is.
他会告诉我们。基督耶稣到底是谁
？So dear brothers and sisters,
兄姐妹们
，WCCC so many years,
西安的会这么多年
，one of the main purpose
一个重点
，the main purpose is we seek to know Christ
的一个目的就是说我们要认识基督。
Dear brothers and sisters, the most important thing is we have to rely on the Holy Spirit.
很重要的一点就是说我们要依靠圣灵。
We have to humble ourselves.
我们要谦卑自己。
To tell the Holy Spirit,
告向圣灵说
，Lord.Unless you open my eyes, otherwise I won't understand.
说主啊，若你不开启我的眼睛，我不能明白。
Unless you make me humble, I'm not going to be able to understand.
如果你不使我谦卑，我无法明白。
I can probably talk.
我可能讲。
I can probably teach other people.
我可能会教导别人。
I don't understand you.
但是我却不明白你。
Thank the Lord, the Holy Spirit comes to do that.
感谢主，圣灵来教导我们这一点。
And then the fourth thing.
第四点。
The Holy Spirit comes.To glorify Christ Jesus in you and in me.
圣灵来要在你我当中来荣耀我们主耶稣基督。
So the Holy Spirit will come into us.
圣灵来住在我们里边。
And He will tell us what the Lord Jesus said.
他要告诉我们主耶稣所说的。
But finally, He's going to glorify Him in you and in me.
最后他要荣耀耶稣在你我里边。
Dear brothers and sisters, it's something we all.Desire to have.
我们都是渴慕这一点。
We desire to see the glory of the Lord.
我们都渴慕我们主的荣耀。
We desire to really feel the glory of the Lord.
我们都渴慕来摸到、触到、感觉到他的荣耀。
Now, if we humble enough,
我们如果够谦卑
的话 we know that Lord, if I don't see your glory,
比如说主啊，我如果见不到你的荣耀
then I'm not satisfied.
我就不会满足。
You know, then there's something lacking.
就有什么东西缺乏。
I need to see your glory.
我需要见到你的荣耀。
And then what the Holy Spirit does?
圣灵要做什么
？The Holy Spirit will help you, help me to really see His glory.
圣灵就会帮助你我来真正看到主的荣耀。
Not only see with our physical eyes.
不是看用我们肉眼来看。
It's actually not the physical eyes.
这不是肉体的眼。
Thank the Lord. You know, when we come to the conference.
我们来到特会
We see our brothers and sisters.
我们看到弟兄姐妹们
They all love the Lord.
他们都爱主
They all display the glory of the Lord.
他们都彰显基督的荣耀
We thank the Lord for that.
我们感谢主
But does that come to my heart?
但是有点进到我心里
Do I see myself?
我没有看到我自己
The Lord Jesus is so good.
我们主是如此的美好
I cannot be without Him.
如果没有他
You know, he is the most beautiful.
他是那最美好的,
he is marvelous.
他是奇妙的,
he is wonderful.
美好的,
how do I know that?
我怎么知道呢?
The Holy Spirit will help you and help me to see that.
圣灵来帮你我来看到这一点。This
is absolutely true.
绝对是真实的。
The fifth point the Lord Jesus told them.
第五点,
is about this thing called conviction.
让我们知道。让我们来知道我们的罪。
Yeah, basically it says this. It says, it will convict us so that for sin, for righteousness, for judgment.
就是说圣灵来让世人为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
Yeah, the Chinese says 自己责备自己. The English says convict.
所以这个中文就是说自己责备自己，英文就是说来使你。
Brothers and sisters, so often we think, I have done nothing wrong.
很多时候我们觉得,
you know, between my wife is all her fault,
都是,
all the time.
都是另外那一半的错。
Right?
是不是呢?
We are never convicted.
我从来没有被, 让我们知道我们是认罪的,
yeah, between me and my dad, it's always my dad's fault.
我和我父亲永远都是我, 我爸爸错了。
And between me and my brothers and sisters, it's always their fault.
当我和弟兄姐妹永远是他们的错。
But if we are convicted,
但如果我们被圣灵来责备的话,
then our thinking will be totally different.
那我们的思想就会被改变。
We'll come back to the Lord.
我们来到回到神的面前。
Allow the Lord to do wonderful things in me.
让主在我里边做奇妙的工作。
So that I see,
我能可以,
it's not my wife's fault, it's my fault.
这不再是我妻子的错，是我的错。
It's not my brother and sister's fault, it's my fault.
不是我弟兄姐妹的错，是我的错。
This is what conviction means.
这个就是责备自己的意思。
So the Holy Spirit comes to convict us.
所以圣灵来要使我们自己责备自己。
Brothers and sisters, other people cannot convict you or convict me.
没有其他人能够做这样的工作。
But thank the Lord, the Holy Spirit comes.
感谢主，圣灵来了。
He convicts me, He convicts you.
能让你我来自己责备自己。
This is the wonderful thing.
这是奇妙的事情。
The Lord Jesus is so smart.
我们主是很聪明。
He knows.
他知道,
from next day on,
从第二天,
He will not be physically with His disciples.
他肉身不再与他们在一起。
He knows from tomorrow on,
从第二天开始,
they have to build His church.
他们要来建造教会。
So from tomorrow on,
从明天开始,
they have to have a Holy Spirit lead them.
他们必须圣灵来带领他们。
So that night, He didn't have much time.
那天晚上没有什么时间,
He wants to tell them
他要告诉他们,
what the Holy Spirit comes to do for you.
他们告诉, 他告诉他们, 圣灵来要做什么,
and you have to follow Him.
你必须, 你们要必须跟随他,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So the rest of it, friends and sisters, I have to leave to tomorrow.
剩下没讲完的,
I'll just leave that with you.
我们就,
okay. Now let's have a word of prayer.
我们低头一根祷告。
Lord, your heart and mind to your people over the generations is just tremendous.
主啊, 你的意念和心思对历世历代的圣徒是何等的大。
And your heart and mind to each one of us is just tremendous.
主啊, 你的心思和意念对我们是何等的大。
Yeah, we could never fully understand your expectation for each one of us.
主啊, 你对我们的 每一个人的期待,
Lord, how so many times we are so disappointed with ourselves.
主啊, 多少次我们对自己失望,
Lord, but we thank you, they always give us a hope.
但是感谢你, 你永远给我们有盼望,
to seek you, to serve you once again.
再一次来追随, 来服侍你,
so Lord, we just pray.
主我们祷告,
that you have mercy on us.
求你怜悯我们,
you have grace on us.
求你施恩给我们,
lift us up from the dirt.
从尘土中抬起我们,
that we can see that you are that wonderful stone.
让我们看到你是那一位奇妙的石头,
you are that wonderful rock.
你是那奇妙的磐石,
you are the foundation of your own church.
主啊,你是教会的磐石,
you are that living stone.
你是那活石,
and you are our guide.
你是我们的带领那一位,
you're going to move us forward.
你要带领我们往前,
thank you, Lord.
感谢你主。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.